Quick as possible. Amen. I asked our kids to be with us this morning because I wanted to preach on it's worth passing on. And I was praying that the Lord would minister in such a way that our children would see what it is that you and I have said for so long that we believe. And yet the Lord had other plans. He doesn't need me to preach to get His agenda across. I'm thankful for the operation of the Holy Spirit. Amen. That our children and our children's children can know the truth of God's Word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I ask for some help this morning. And those that are worshiping, you keep on worshiping. Amen. I believe when the Holy Ghost is moving, He's able to operate in a different manner than what just might be normal. All right? And so you go ahead and worship the Lord. Amen. I'm expecting for the liberty of the Spirit this morning. Amen. I appreciate our children and our workers that are faithful to teach them and our parents and grandparents that you're faithful to bring your children to the house of the Lord. And I'm going to ask for some help this morning. I want all of our kids to go ahead and come up to the platform and get in the choir loft. You can sit up here if you want. We're going to try something completely different this morning. And this could either go really, really bad or really, really good. But how it's feeling right now, I think it's going to go well. All right, you go ahead and just scoot on in. You can find a seat up in there. What a good-looking group of young people. Come on up. Come on up. Fill in. Ain't this great? Sit anywhere you want to up there. Just praise the Lord. And while they're getting ready, I'm going to need some helpers. I need some helpers here. Brother Ethan Hoffman, why don't you go sit on the drums? Brother Ethan Maggard, you come down here with me. And where's Trinity? You want to go sit on the keyboard over here, Trinity? Thank you. And Logan, will you help me? Why don't you get up on that bass? Just sit up there and sit by the bass, all right? Brother Ethan's going to be my preacher this morning. I need a piano player. You look like a great Pete. Come up here, buddy. You look like you're going to be a great, what's his name? Jordan. Jordan the piano player. Praise the Lord. Jordan, you just go sit right up there by the piano, okay? I need a choir director this morning. Zeke, come on, buddy. Praise the Lord. This choir is about to get down with it. All right. Man, they can't see you, son. We got to get... There we go. Now, y'all don't normally do this, all right? But Pastor Brian said he could this morning, okay? You stand right there. All right. Oh, that looks good. We need an amen corner. All right, Wesley, go ahead, buddy. Yeah, go ahead. Yep, you go ahead. Yep. Bentley? You want to be in the amen corner? Come down here. Come down here. All right. Yep. Come on, bub. Come on. Right here. Hey, that's all right. You can stay. You're young at heart. Not young in body. Come on down here, Colton. Right here, buddy. Colton gets to sit by Brother Brock. What a church we've got here. My goodness. Look at that. Huh? Look at that. Now, what you're seeing here, it's not just a representation of the future. This is a representation of the present. Any church that lives for today only is dying in the immediate. A church must have a vision not only for today, but for the future. You see, the reason that we do what we do is not just so we can feel better. I'm not shouting just because Brother Brian is worshiping. We're not singing just so that we can feel something for us adults or elders. The reason that we do what we do, that we believe what we believe, is because we know that it's real and there's truth in it and there's power in it. The Bible said that there was a man who found a pearl of great value, and when he found that pearl, he went and sold all that he had, and he bought it and he held on to it because he understood that the value value of it was not just for the value of today, but for the value of tomorrow. We must have a mindset that our church is not just here for the existence of helping me, but the church is here for the tomorrow, for what's coming up next week, for what's coming up next year. You and I have been designed by God for a lifelong mission. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Say amen.
Amen.
That's right. Amen. Thanks for helping me. All right. Now, Brother Ethan, when I get to right here, I want you to say, preach, brother. Okay. All right. Hey, I'm going to do this more often. Amen. Judges chapter 2 and verse 7 says, the people served the Lord all the days of Joshua and all the days of the elders that outlived Joshua, who had seen all the great works of the Lord that he did for Israel. And verse 10 says, also all that generation were gathered unto their fathers, which is, it just means they passed on. Their time, their season had come. And there arose another generation after them that did not know the Lord, nor yet the works which he had done for Israel.
Preach it, brother.
Amen. The children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord and served Balaam. They forsook the Lord God of their fathers, which brought them out of the land of Egypt. And they followed other gods. Think about that for a minute. A whole nation that had seen wondrous works, miracles that have been passed down through the corridors of time and history, and yet their own grandchildren chose not to serve the same God that their fathers and grandparents had served. They forsook the Lord God, and they followed other gods and the gods of the people that were around them. They bowed themselves unto them, and they provoked the Lord to anger, and they forsook the Lord, and they served Baal and Ashtaroth. What happened to an entire country, an entire nation? What happened? What happened to a group of young people that just changed? What was it? They looked away from what God had done, and they looked at the world around them and said, it's better out there than it is in here. They forsook the Lord, and they served the other gods of those that were around them. I pray that this is not the description of Union Road Pentecostal Church. That we would see for years the moving of the Lord. That we would have children that have been raised in church that know right from wrong. That go to Sunday school and children's church. You guys know Bible stories, right? You know them. You've heard about David and Goliath. You know about Jesus being born, right? You guys know about the manger. You know about what was Easter? That was last week. What did we celebrate? And then what? Yeah. You see, they know. They know it. But we've got to get to a place where our next generation stops knowing it and starts knowing it. Where we know just not about Jesus, but we know Jesus. Where we know not just about the Holy Ghost, but we know the Holy Ghost. Where we don't know just how to sing on the platform, but we know how to live under the anointing. Where we know not just how to preach a message, but we know how to hit the altars and tarry there. We've got to get to the place where we know God for ourselves. Hallelujah. Oh, church, if you don't think the world's after your children, you are blind to what the enemy's agenda is. He wants them. He wants you. He wants your life, and he wants your family. He wants this church. And can I tell you, this church is the one he wants right now. He wants this church. He wants this. There's board members on this platform. There's possible missionaries on this platform. There's Sunday school teachers on this platform. There's men and women of God on this platform. And the enemy wants them. And he wants them for keeps. And the reality is, brothers and sisters, we can get into a routine of sending them off. Get them to another class. Get them to another event. Get them to another camp. All the while for neglecting what's going on even in our own homes and in our own hearts. My God, help us if we forget the agenda of the enemy is to destroy this church. We've got musicians that are sitting on this platform right now that God wants to put under the anointing. We've got choir directors. We've got preachers. We've got pastors. Listen, young people, God's got a plan for your life. He wants to use you. He wants to minister in your life. Jesus loves you. And this is what you're living for. This is what we strive for, is that we would live under the unction of the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. Glory to God. I've only got one point this morning. I told Brother Durth, this is it. We've got to have a fresh move of the Holy Ghost. This way of living is worth passing on. Amen. We can let him go out the door. We can shut our eyes and say, well, we lost another one. Or we can get motivated. I've got to hit the prayer room again. I've got to hit my knees on the altar of my own prayer closet. I've got to get stirred in my spirit. I can't afford to sit still in church. I can't afford to hush my mouth when it's time to worship. I can't afford to go ahead and let somebody else do it. I've got to get motivated to have a move of God. I wonder this morning, are there any grandparents that would say, I'm tired of seeing my children and my grandchildren struggle? Are there any parents this morning that would say, you know, I've seen enough of what's going on in the world out there to not have a move of God in a fresh way? I know that we've got to have a fresh move of God. So what do we do then? What do we do? Sister Tricia, won't you come up here? Do you know how to play the piano? Really? Just a little bit? Oh, that's good, buddy. You know what? Sister Tricia's really good at the piano. Won't you stand right here, and I want you to watch her play, okay? And while you're watching, you can be thinking about, man, that would be awesome to play like that. And if you practice hard, I bet you could do it. You think so? Amen. Brother Brad, won't you go to the drums? Brother Ethan, I know that you like to play the drums, but your dad's a really good drummer, isn't he? I want you to do something this morning. I want you to watch him. All right? Because one of these days, it's going to be your turn. It's not right now, but it's coming. And Brother Logan, we've got some good bass players in this church. I don't know if you know how to play. You might be crazy good. But if you don't know how to play, if you'll practice and you'll give that ability to the Lord, I promise you, he can do something with that. I need a bass player this morning. Brother Gary, won't you come up here? Brother Logan's going to watch you for a second. Hey, man, we just got done singing choir. And that's all right. I'm not going to have everybody come back up here. But we've got a choir that's watching our choir worship. We've got a choir that's listening to our choir sing. And there's times where the music may have been sang 50 times before. And Sister Judy, the words may just not have as much impact as they did when we first sang it. But I serve a God that has an ability to reignite a fire in the stuff that we know is right. Amen. There's been times that I've preached before the same message over and over again. But Brother Quesada, there's something about the Holy Spirit that starts to stir what's slumbering. And the good words of the Lord are still good today. I wonder, choir, would you stand this morning? There's a choir that's watching you. There's a choir that's listening. They need to see the move of the Holy Ghost. Woo! They need to see a move of God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Board members' wives, we've got board members in the making here, and they're watching the decisions that we make, and they're watching how we worship. And if the only time we're leading it's in a room locked away, we're missing opportunity. But if we'll worship, woo, if we'll praise, I promise you, we're going to have some young people that'll follow in the footsteps. Oh, God, help us this morning. Hallelujah. I don't really know where we're going next on this, but I can tell you this much. I know what the Lord's stirring in my spirit. This is worth passing on. I'm not ashamed to shout. I'm not ashamed of what Jesus has done for me. I'm not ashamed to worship. But I'm telling you, if we stop it. Brother Aaron, if we stop. Go ahead and have a seat, boys. If we stop it. Go ahead and have a seat. If we stop what we're doing.
Go ahead and sit down. Go sit down there. Go sit down there. If we stop what we're doing, y'all go ahead and have a seat. They're paying the price for it. If you stop your Pentecostal faith, that church is suffering. If you stop your convictions, lay them aside and say it doesn't matter no more. Nobody else is doing it. They're the ones that are going to be missing out. They're the ones that are going to see the destruction. They're the ones that are going to feel the heartache. But I got to believe that God's got enough power and enough ability that if we as a church would say, not today, not tomorrow, and not ever, I'm holding on to Jesus. I'm going with Jesus all the way, then God's going to do something to keep our church and their church on fire for God. Hallelujah. Go ahead and stay in choir. Go ahead and stay. Sister Trisha, I don't know what you're going to play. And Sister Becca, if you can come help sing. Amen. Church, listen. We've got to have a fresh visitation of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're facing stuff that our own abilities are not going to be able to handle. We are up against things in ministry that these children are facing that we are not going to be able to teach well enough to get them out of it. But if we're under the anointing, if we're living in the anointing, then all of a sudden the Holy Spirit starts getting involved and He's able to deliver and baptize in the Holy Ghost. You know what I'd like to see this morning? Just an overwhelming outpour of the Spirit of God around these altars. Our kids are here. We might as well just go ahead and act like we're a camp dove. Amen. Go ahead and act like we're a camp. And just let the outpouring of the Holy Ghost happen. Y'all go ahead and sing whenever you're ready. Here's what I want us to do at the altars. Kids, you guys are first. Amen. I want you guys to gather around these altars. Go ahead and file out, buddy. Go ahead.